This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. One of the trends in recent farmland price changes is tied directly to changing crop patterns, says Randy Dickoot, a farmland sales specialist with Agricultural Economic Insights. We will dig into the numbers and find out where the biggest changes are happening next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
One of the reasons for shifting farmland prices is changing crop patterns. Randy Dickoot, a farmland sales specialist with Agricultural Economic Insights, mentions where some of the most notable changes are taking place.
There's kind of a changing crop pattern in Northern Plains, Western, Northwestern Minnesota, and Eastern North Dakota, where you see become part of the Corn Belt instead of spring wheat and sugar beets in the Red River Valley and canola and some other crops now that's a major corn and soybean area producer.
The beginning of the increase in farmland prices occurred a little over a decade ago.
Before ethanol mandate came about, there wasn't that difference. But when that happened, price of corn and soybeans took a jump, leading into that 2010 to 13, 14 real run up in farm incomes and land prices.
He says rising demand overseas for American corn and soybeans also led to an increase in farmland prices.
China, add that one into overall demand for a crop, demand for soybeans, and then later corn more. So the demand for those two crops raised that price level. So wherever you could raise corn, even on what were the fringes, it became more valuable.
The Upper Plains have seen an increase in land prices, but the Upper Midwest and its nutrient-rich soil still remains the leader.
In the plains, you know, where crops were a little more limited, now have more options, that price of land has moved up in a bigger degree because they started at a lower point. With some North Dakota land selling for $17,000 an acre, Minnesota land, that would have been $3,000-$4,000 at one time is a good price.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.